This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen here with our weekly visit from Dr. Ken. He does a lot of research. He's reading all of the traditional medical journals to interpret studies, findings, research, so that you kind of know what's going on in your mind and maybe what action to take if the information that comes from Ken affects you personally. And with all of our tried and true efforts to get away from COVID, we almost have made it. When we get almost there, we get back into story after story after story about the new sub-variants. And I'm not sure whether I think all of this is necessary, because people are not doing, they're not reacting, Ken, the way they did the first time around with all the scare tactics.
Doug, COVID doesn't care what you and I think, okay?
Let me tell you
what's really going on, okay? COVID is coming back and whether you like, and I know it makes you anxious, it makes everybody anxious, and I don't want to make people anxious, but
it doesn't make me anxious, it's just annoying, frankly.
Well, you got to stop getting annoyed, because you don't want to get this.
I'm not going to get it. I'm convinced
just,
I'm not going to get it.
Please listen. Please calm down and listen.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Actually, I've been following COVID from the moment we learned about it early in 2020, and have continued to work. And in the last 2 weeks, I've gotten more calls than in any 2 week period since this all started, from people who have COVID. And what's happened is that as much as we would all like this to go away, no one more than me, and as much as I would not like to get anyone anxious about this or annoyed by this, you need to know what's going on, because the media is really not following this, because the newest variants, which are BA4 and BA5 of Omicron, are not putting people yet into the hospital or yet killing them gladly, and that's a good sign. But it's much more contagious than any variant we've ever been through. And I got more calls again in the last 2 weeks. People now are diagnosing themselves at home, so this is not being aggregated, so the media doesn't know the real count. People are diagnosing themselves at home, and then they're calling for Paxlovid, because fortunately we now have very effective treatment, oral treatment for this, but it has to be started within 5 days onset of symptoms. The problem is that this is happening in people who've already had COVID, people who've been double, triple, quadruple vaxxed, people who haven't been vaxxed. The vaccinations, the first generation vaccines, unfortunately, are not very effective at preventing illness with the newest variants. They're effective with keeping you out of the hospital, saving your life, but not without getting sick. I have heard this week from more people, you know, all the deniers, all the people who want this to go away, you hear the emotion from Doug, all people like that. I heard myself, in the front line of taking care of people, over the phone, more people tell me, boy, I wish I had taken this seriously, because I feel awful. This hits you with a huge fatigue. Most people don't end up in the hospital. Most people are surviving this, but they're feeling like they have the worst jet lag they've ever had in their life. And they wish they wouldn't have gotten this, and they wish they would have taken it seriously, and it's incredibly contagious.
All right. So having said that, let's go through some of the things that you found in the research, other than the subvariants BA4 and BA5, how they have grabbed. I'm just looking, at this morning's New York Times. Headline reads, "More Omicron variants gain ground in the U.S." This is info from the Center for Disease Confusion.
That's what I just reported on, Doug. The BA4, what the New York Times is trying to tell you is what I just told you. the BA4 and the BA5 are now at 13%. These are the newest variants of Omicron, which started at BA1 coming out of South Africa. And they're widespread there, huge amounts of illness in South Africa, and they're already felt to be estimated to be at 13% of those sick. But we don't really have good estimates anymore in America because most people are diagnosing themselves at home, and it's not being reported to health agencies and then calling the doctor like what I had seen. 80%, I'd say 80 to 90% of the calls I have gotten in the last 2 weeks are from people making their own diagnosis.
Well, I guess it's helpful when you have the tools to do it under the circumstances, whether there are enough of those around or not. I don't want you to get me wrong. I mean, you and I know each other very well, so you can tell by the tone of my voice what I'm thinking. And the reason that I said what I did, or I have been saying what I'm saying, not only in this program, but on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the daily program, and in my life when I talk to people, the way this has been handled, the way that with the subtext to the story in that this came from China, from a laboratory, and I don't want this to sound the wrong way because I don't want anybody to suffer, but the Chinese okay. now are beginning to suffer. They have had a 19% drop in their productivity rate for a number of reasons. One of them is the number of people who are sick in China that now the numbers are finally getting out. And two, because people realize that the Chinese are responsible for this, and companies are deciding not to do business, take business out of China. So their gross, what do they call it, gross domestic product, this so far this year is down 19%. And I don't wish the people ill, literally and figuratively, but as far as the government is concerned, it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. So
Doug, the reason why this is a concern is because it's estimated that 10 to 30% of people who are currently getting ill will get long COVID. Long COVID is when you have symptoms beyond 3 months. And many of the people who get long COVID at 6 months are unable to work or disabled.
Yeah.
And a lot of the problems of productivity and employment right now is because of this long COVID. And unless people take efforts to protect themselves, it's going to get even worse. The good news is that Moderna just this week announced that its upgraded COVID-19 vaccine is effective against Omicron, and the FDA is going to meet June 28th to discuss this. There's an outside advisor group to the FDA. So this is some real hope that we're going to have an update of the vaccine. Pfizer has theirs almost ready to be reported, but this week Moderna announced that its second generation vaccine, which will cover the newest variants, seems to be very good, and this is some great hope.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Maduro, Florida. Did you know cardiac arrest results in death nearly 90% of the time it happens? Outside of a hospital setting, it's a problem. Let's listen to some more information on this.
American Heart Association Health Beat. I'm Mariah Haberman. Women are experiencing unprecedented levels of stress, which may elevate the risk for stroke. Go Red for Women national volunteer medical expert, Dr. Jennifer Merez.
Chronic stress opens the door to unhealthy habits and is also independently linked with high blood pressure, which is the most preventable cause of a stroke. It's absolutely critical to manage blood pressure throughout your lifetime.
Merez says women experience unique life events, including pregnancy and menopause, which may impact the risk of high blood pressure and stroke.
A large majority of strokes and other cardiovascular conditions can be prevented. One easy thing you can do to reclaim your health is know your health numbers. Total cholesterol, blood pressure, and body mass index serve as a roadmap for a long, healthy life, so make sure to talk about them with a healthcare professional.
Learn how you can help the American Heart Association through this month's Million Honors Moms campaign at goredforwomen.org.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay Marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day Health program. So I wanted to spend just a minute as we were talking about Ukraine and what's going on there. Help, a lot of people are sending over things that are aimed at helping people with their health over there, like Tylenol, various, Advil, that kind of stuff, various medications for children, toothpaste, a lot of medical things that would be helpful to keep people in shape. So I guess I was wondering if you've seen anything or know anything about how COVID may have been effective or affecting the soldiers and the people in Ukraine, given all the rest. You talk about stress, and that seems to bring this on. Is there anything different going on there than the rest of the world?
I would imagine that's top secret. I don't think anyone has that information.
Well, that might be. You may be right about that. They don't want the rest of the world to know that there may be a problem. Okay. So let's move into Moderna and its latest vaccine and what the research is showing on the updated vaccine. How effective is it going to be against BA4 and BA5?
Well, this is very good news. As I was saying before, as the variants are changing, no one had any idea that we would be dealing with COVID in a wallop more than 2 years later. We thought we'd be finished with this, but it's actually a creative virus. No one predicted this. It just keeps making newer and newer variants that are more and more contagious, fortunately less and less deadly. And the good news is that there is going to be an updated vaccine. Moderna announced it this week that it seems to work. Pfizer has theirs that should be announced shortly. And as I mentioned earlier, the FDA outside advisory group is meeting June 28th to discuss this. So I think by the end of the summer, we're going to have an option for another vaccine or two that will be effective against these variants, because the problem is the original vaccine is not very good in terms of preventing illness from the variants. It seems to lower the risk of death or hospitalization from the new variants, but not illness. And as I said before, I know of plenty of people who've been quadruply vaccinated, have had Omicron, and are getting the new variant.
All right. Well, I want to find out about the people who you think ought to be having more shots. Is it going to be of value? We'll have that discussion with Dr. Ken as we continue here on Good Day Health.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
With Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. The shots, getting more shots. We were talking about Moderna and its vaccine, Pfizer, wondering, I'm thinking, you know, I didn't have my second booster because the fellow that runs the pharmacy told me that I didn't need it and he thought I shouldn't have it, at least at the time, because still there are a lot of questions about what's in it. So how much has that changed? If you were using me as a guinea pig, given the fact that I had all of the shots in the timely manner in which it was recommended, but then I decided not to get a booster, and I haven't felt any onslaught. I haven't felt anything that closely resembles Omicron. So,
okay.
How do you decide whether you should get another shot or not, and what's in it?
The decision to get immunized, vaccinated against COVID has to be made on an individual basis. It depends on your age. It essentially depends on your risk of getting severe COVID and dying from COVID. And this varies based on age, based on health, based on so many things: diabetes, obesity, heart disease, lung disease. If you're immunosuppressed, all of these factors have to be assessed to determine whether you should be more vaccinated, how much boosted you should be, or whether you should just wait till the end of the summer for the newest vaccine that's going to come out. And again, the issue why I'm concerned about this is you'll ask people who are getting this new variant, BA4 and BA5. Some may say it's nothing more than a cold, but so many will tell you it's a wallop. They just feel lousy. They feel, again, like they have the worst jet lag they've ever had. And 10 to 30% of these people, 3 months later, are still feeling tired. They are not functioning well. Their head's not working well in terms of their ability to think, to remember. They may be short of breath. Their muscles may ache. And again, the people who say this is nothing, spend a day with me and you'll realize that this is a lot more than something.
But is it for everybody, or is it just depending on your risk profile?
It depends. You mean in terms of what to do about vaccinations?
Well, that plus you just said spend a day in my office. The people that come to you in your office are usually challenged in any number of ways. But
no.
As you're a cardiologist, they're having problems with circulatory things, which is the mainstay of you keeping healthy. So, sure, they're going to have problems, I'm guessing.
Doug, eventually probably everyone in the country, unless we get these vaccines quickly, a high percentage of people are going to get this. The BA4 and BA5 are extremely contagious. And hopefully the new vaccines will come out in time. And again, I'm not trying to get everybody anxious. And hopefully you'll have a mild disease. But talk to people. And again, these conversations are coming to me by phone. People are diagnosing themselves at home. They're being smart. They're not leaving the house. And they're calling, wanting to know what to do. And fortunately, there is now treatment, Paxlovid, which is very effective. You just need to take it within 5 days of onset of symptoms. First of all, COVID-19, Doug, is many diseases. And what you thought you knew about COVID a few months ago is not what COVID is right now.
Yeah, I get that. I understand it. I think that if you're doing what your job is, my job is to, on the other hand, calm people down and tell them things that are true, but not necessarily the fact that it's the end of the world. It's a problem.
I don't think I said anything untrue, and I didn't say anything that was the end of the world.
I'm not suggesting that you are. You're just
okay.
There is this. It's not about you, and it's not about me. It's about what the reality is, whether it's going to help people or it isn't. They're tired of all of this, and maybe at their own risk, they're saying, "Okay, enough already."
But COVID-19 doesn't care what anybody thinks.
I know that. I understand that.
That's the point.
Yeah, I get that. But I still don't, I think, I don't know. I mean, I said right now. So let's pause for a moment here. This is Good Day Health.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The national average for a gallon of regular gas has reached $5.04. This is the highest recorded average price for a gallon of gas, according to AAA's tracking data. And it marks the 15th straight day of a new record high. Just 1 year ago, the national average stood at $3.07 per gallon. California remains the most expensive state in America for gasoline, with an average price of $6.43 a gallon for regular. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News. Tobacco companies will have to minimize the amount of nicotine in their cigarettes because the Biden administration is planning to enact a rule that will require it. This means tobacco manufacturers selling cigarettes in the U.S. would be required to lessen the amount of nicotine to non-addictive levels, a move that would tremendously affect the tobacco industry. Starbucks might not be able to keep its bathrooms open to the general public, according to the company's CEO, Howard Schultz. A growing mental health problem was posing a threat to staff and customers and making it difficult for Starbucks employees to manage its stores with the current policy in place. There's no set date yet as to when all Starbucks will be closing their bathrooms. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Second half hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. So the situation with people who have HIV, this has been a headline. I'm not sure that, I mean, how many people actually have HIV to begin with? How many people are we talking about here who are more likely to have COVID infections because they got HIV?
Well, COVID, HIV is around. Fortunately, it's not a high percentage, but it is a percentage. The reason why you don't know about it is because it's not something that people broadcast, and
right.
People now live a relatively normal life with it. You go back to the 1980s, 90s, it was a death sentence,
yeah.
And now people can live with it. So you don't know anymore who has HIV, which is the way it should be, except the doctors know with the patients. But you go back to the 1980s and 90s, it was clear who had HIV because no one survived it. So we've made huge progress. But HIV does wear down the immune system, and it's just another example of how you have to individualize treatment and prevention for COVID-19. Those with the news this week out of JAMA Network Open is that people with HIV are more likely to have COVID-19 breakthrough infections. And most people, I hope, with HIV have been very well vaccinated and boosted, and it just shows how ineffective to prevent illness these vaccines are, the original, and we're hoping that the second generation will be much better. But again, they do seem to have benefit to prevent death and hospitalization.
All right. Now, the impact of COVID physically, emotionally, spiritually, there's something more to it. It isn't just about the physicality of it, but it's taken its toll on people's mental health, has it not?
Without a doubt, and you can hear how it's taken a toll on yours from the tone of your voice discussing this.
I do a radio program every day. I listen to all of this stuff, and at some point you get immune to it. It's kind of like talking about gun control and Roe v. I mean, at some point, it just is.
Well,
just,
you'll play back the tape of this show, and you'll realize you're not immune, Doug. And I mean that in the most polite manner.
I know.
And but the point is, and I am not trying to. I know how this creates anxiety. I had a conversation about this with some friends over the phone, and I know how this creates anxiety. This conversation, and I'm not trying to get people anxious. I'm not trying to annoy anyone. I'm trying to get people aware and do their best to prevent it. You don't want this if you can avoid it. The way you avoid it is, and boy, people are going to love this, is by when you're inside being masked around people who you don't know their status. Most people get it from home. People bring it home and then you're unmasked inside and you get it from the people you live with. This is the most common way people get it. Or you go to some event indoors with a crowd, and back in March and April and the beginning of May, I was unmasked inside. But I now have gone back to when I'm indoors with B4 and B5 coming back in a wallop, I'm back wearing a mask inside.
Are you requiring people who are your patients that come into the clinic, late cardiology, to wear a mask, to be masked up when they come into the clinic?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's move on to what happens to people who have diabetes.
In fact, we provide a mask, a good mask, if people don't have one.
Yeah.
Because, and CDC recommendations are in health facilities. It's not required. I was at the dentist today and yesterday, and no one was wearing a mask. I was really surprised, and I won't, of course won't mention the dentist, but they had been so careful, mm-hmm. and so people in general are you know, they're tired of it, they're over it, they're not hearing people dying, which is great. They're not hearing people getting hospitalized, but I just am trying to help people not get this long COVID, not get this horrible fatigue that the BA4 and BA5 variants can create. Because if you get it, you're not going to be happy.
Okay. So during COVID, normal, the COVID that we experienced 2 years ago, one of the first warnings that came from you was aimed at people who were obese, overweight, had diabetes, that sort of thing. And that bears out to have been good. That was good advice. Lose weight, take care of yourself, so you won't be so vulnerable, because looks like people that have diabetes were really vulnerable.
Diabetes is a huge risk factor for death. It's a huge risk factor for hospitalization. And what we learned this week from the American Diabetes Association meeting in New Orleans is that it's also a big risk factor for long COVID. Remember, long COVID is when you have symptoms of COVID that last more than after 3 months from the initial onset. It's usually characterized by just this horrible fatigue, sometimes by muscle aches, sometimes by the ability of this brain fog it's described, and also just aching all over, muscle aches, just not a really good feeling. Also, shortness of breath can be part of this. The fatigue seems to be the worst symptom that people get. And what we learn is that 4 times more likely to develop long COVID if you have diabetes. So that's a huge factor, just another good reason to lose weight. Obesity is a risk factor for getting severe COVID. Age. What we know so far is 93% of the people who die from COVID are 65 or older. So this is really a more significant problem of the elderly, the obese, the diabetics, heart disease, and the immunosuppressed.
So to follow up with what you said a few minutes ago regarding the severity of the risk of BA4 and BA5, if I have heard you correctly, the people who would be dying today wouldn't be because they had BA4 or BA5. It's because they had an earlier variant. Am I correct with that?
No, it's just that it's much more contagious but less virulent. So when you get so many people with illness, you are still going to, even if the fraction is much lower who end up in the hospital who die from it, if you get enough people sick, you're still going to end up getting a few deaths.
Yeah, a few deaths, but we're not the number that we had early on.
Though. No, the medical throughout the country, the healthcare system is not in jeopardy of being overwhelmed like it was in early in 2020 and then in the summer of 2021. We are not there, and that's why the media is not reporting this, and that's why people are just walking around with their chins forward, you know, thinking everything's fine.
Chin out. There you go. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here. I practice without a license. Ken's got one. Let's talk about, as long as we're into that diabetes conversation and people being overweight, how you can remedy that problem by going to toploss.com and exploring the natural solution for healthy blood pressure, healthy weight. Your heart will like it. Your body will like it. You will like it. If you've worked hard to lose weight summertime, you want to look good on the beach or wherever, and then you need to sort of supplement, and I use that word advisedly, all the work that you've done, the good work you've done to lose the weight, let's make sure you keep the results. By using Calitrin, that's just what happens. America's number one choice for healthy, all-natural weight loss aid. And right now, you go to toploss.com. You can order, mix and match the three different types of delivery, the powder form, capsule form, liquid form. All these have the same ingredients. The way that it works is best is to take it at night before you go to bed. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a product that really works. And right now, through the weekend, there's an unlimited buy three or more and get three or more free. That's it. You can also get a payment plan. So if you decide you want to buy 40 of them and you don't have the cash or your credit card's maxed out, they'll just take care of you. They'll help you out, but, which is what they're all. They're very helpful. They're in the help business, and so am I, helping you to understand the benefits of Calitrin. So help yourself at toploss.com. You'll find the information. You'll find the order page, and you'll order as much as you need. Help yourself. Again, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug Steffen, or just Doug, actually, for free shipping and this unlimited deal. Calitrin at toploss.com.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. Algae Cal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. Algae Cal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And Algae Cal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. Algae Cal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how Algae Cal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
With Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. So the COVID shots that are around now, I'm interested in this because my grandson is 7 months old. His parents are thinking of having him get a shot. Apparently it's appropriate that you do that. So what's in it for young children? Is this something that is that's going to be very helpful? It's just a little teeny dose, but does a little go a long way?
Well, again, I think this needs to be done on a person-by-person basis with a conversation with the pediatrician. I don't think one size fits all, but in a White House briefing on June 3rd, they announced that the COVID-19 shots for the youngest children, we're talking now 6 months to 5 years, should be starting June 21st. So mom and dad, you may want to have a conversation with the pediatrician, especially if you have an asthmatic child, a child with any chronic illness. These are the kids that I especially would want to talk to my pediatrician about, and I would also be wondering how much COVID there is out there at the current time in my neighborhood, in my school, but especially the kids who have asthma, who may have a congenital illness that they were born with, they're immunosuppressed. These are the children especially who should be first in line.
Mm-hmm. How about people with food allergies? Apparently, that's a sign, that's one of the things that makes you less likely to get COVID-19. Why would that be, I wonder? This is an interesting study from the National Institute of Health. I saw it. Why would it be that people with allergies would be less likely to catch COVID? I've got allergies galore. Maybe that's why I'm not getting it.
These are patients with food allergies who are less likely. Maybe they just have a revved up immune system. It's hyperactive. It's always acting a little bit extra. And not that it's, because clearly we know from many studies, those who have depressed immune systems from illnesses or drugs that depress the immune system, that they are more sensitive to the severe effects of COVID. But maybe with food allergies, our immune systems are nice and muscular and strong.
Yeah. Well, if that's what it is, maybe again, I'm back to thinking what we were talking about before, why I've always prided myself and been happy that I was lucky enough to have a strong immune system. And I wonder if, but I have allergies galore, man. And you look around, I bet patient, I don't know if it's as bad as Florida where you are, but up here, the pollen is unbelievable. And you can see, I can walk into my kitchen, the kitchen counter, and it's covered with the yellow dust from the pollen. It's on cars, it's on outdoor, it's everywhere. And that's
your immune system may get a workout every day, and it just is muscular and strong.
Yeah, there you go. All right, let's hope that's the case. Coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Exercise your way to an answer. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed a flood of ideas rushing through your mind after you exercise? If you have, you're not alone. When you exercise, it's kind of like oil for your mind. So in a way, it lubricates your brain to prepare it to fire on all cylinders. Actually, what exercise really does is enhance connectivity in the brain. In other words, as you're exercising, your brain is awake, alert, and different areas are communicating with one another at optimal levels. So, if you ever find yourself stuck for an answer about what to do, take some time to step away from your problem and exercise. You might just be surprised at what answers surface when you're not struggling to think of a solution. For more on exercise and psychology, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
At Boost Mobile, you get the power of the iPhone SE when you switch, which means the power to stream your favorite shows, download all the music, the power to FaceTime your ex.
It's over. Stop calling me.
On second thought, don't call your ex. Switch now and get an iPhone SE for $0, all on one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line, excluding tax. Additional restrictions apply. 5G not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com for details. And stop calling your ex. She does.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Three past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer questions that come up with regard to general items of interest. But certainly now there is a lot of discussion about monkeypox and whether you can get it, how you get it, is the virus going to spread? Sometimes I saw something that suggested that monkeypox may be something you can get through the air, which is something I didn't know before. I don't think it was much talked about, but because we've always talked about, you know, sharing spit, if you will, having there had to be a physical contact, but that apparently is not the case. Is that right?
Well, most of the original infections in this new variant of monkeypox were that we heard reported in the past few months had originally been found mostly in men, homosexual men, and men having sex with men. But more recently, in the last few weeks, we're seeing now community transmission, which means that there are cases without a known point of infection. And also women are also getting monkeypox. The good news is that the smallpox vaccine seems to be effective for monkeypox, but the bad news is that no one has any because we stopped immunizing people against smallpox. So there's an urgency right now to get some of the drug companies to start making the smallpox vaccine so we have it around. And fortunately, there hasn't been an overwhelming number of people with monkeypox, but it just doesn't seem to be going away.
All right. So the message here then, it looks like there are multiple different, you pick box A, box B, box C. You said something about women getting it. I don't know, I thought about that before. Women, I just thought it was everybody. So heretofore, women haven't been as likely to get it as men have been?
Those were the original cases that resurfaced where men as I described, having sex with men. Yeah. But more recently, we are seeing it in women, and we're seeing what's called, as I said, community transmission, where you just don't know where the point of contact was. So there's this feeling that it may spread through the air. And in fact, the CDC, your favorite group, is now recommending that those traveling to countries where monkeypox is spreading and other people who may be in close contact with a person who's been a confirmed case of monkeypox, that these people should consider wearing masks.
Okay. Well, there's a, again, you're back to individual decisions. You have the information from Ken. You make up your own mind. I saw a story of a 24-year-old woman who thought she had a pimple on her breast, and so she popped it. And then it got bigger, and she had it analyzed, examined, and she found that she had stage 2 breast cancer. And I guess the question would be here, I remember my wife having stage 4 breast cancer, and she first felt it in her back. So when you think about it, you think about the lumps inside the breast, you don't think that it would manifest itself in a pimple or something that looked like that on the surface. But are all of these cancers so different that you can't really tell, Ken?
Well, they do present differently, and your wife's may have presented in her bones as it had already migrated from the breast and horribly gone to the bones, because that's one of the more painful areas. When the cancer moves to the bones, it becomes very painful.
Yeah. So that may have been what that story was. Okay. Here's a question about mental health services. More and more, and I'm pleased about this, and I hope you are eager to talk about mental health services, because whether people think it's different, you know, you got mental health and you have doctors for your head and doctors for your body. But they are the mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is so direct. And you see it in the results of some of the questions that are coming up about mental health services and what toll it's taking on Americans, especially adults.
Yes, this is so timely. It's being worsened by COVID, by monkeypox, and by schools being closed, all of this mental illness, and we're seeing it in the havoc that's occurring in the schools right now. And it's just a sad state. And the National Council for Mental Health announced this week that 4 in 10 American adults who need mental health services, they lack access. And, you know, why is this occurring? Well, I think it has to do with several factors. Cost, whether there's enough people available. You know, it's just we need more people in healthcare in general, and we need more people, especially in mental health care. And also there's still a stigma in going to a mental health care provider, and people won't go because they don't want to be thought of as being crazy.
All right, there they are, answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.